This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. That's a 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Vereen.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Pow! Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
An interesting afternoon in Cincinnati. Patriots now 4-1 after a loss today to the Bengals. 13-6, your final score in what I think was an ugly ball game. Probably for both teams, if you're looking at it realistically and being honest about this game. It was not a great game from an entertainment standpoint, but from a Patriots standpoint, a lot of disappointments. A lot of disappointments.
No! We suck again.
Oh, come on now, Kevin. It's not that bad. Patriots are 4-1, second straight week on the road. Being 4-1 is still a good position to be in, but there are things that happen within this game today that you should be disappointed in as a Patriots fan. And there's a lot of things that did not go well for the Pats today. Again, your final score in Cincinnati, 13-6. Welcome to the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours. The program presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. We'll hear their thoughts on the game. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. Your thoughts on the game, your second guesses from the game, and your emails coming in as well. Make sure you keep sending those. webradio@patriots.com. webradio@patriots.com is the email. 855-PATS-500 the phone number. And if you want to send some tweets my way as well during the show, feel free to do it at @Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. With that being said, Patriots now 4-1 after a 13-6 loss. It's time to get to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Patriots could not move the football today in this game. They struggled offensively in this game. The offensive line struggled in this game. All of these in the bad category. We'll get to the good, which is kind of limited, but we'll get to the bad here first. Here's how the Patriots' drives went today. From start to finish. Punt, 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 fumble, punt, field goal, punt, punt, field goal, punt. Tom Brady with the interception.
Good special teams day, Beetle.
Yeah, Ryan Allen. We'll put him in the good. We're just going to mix it all up here, okay? We'll give you the good, the bad as we go along and kind of digest what we just watched this afternoon. Ryan Allen and the punt team, put them in the good category. A lot of punts for the Patriots today. A turnover in that second quarter was the fumble. Field goals, two of them, and the intercepted pass at the end of the day. The Patriots' longest drive of the day was 75 yards, which resulted in that field goal. That was the fourth quarter drive that had seven plays and included the long pass to Aaron Dobson. Dobson picking up a lot of yards after the catch. It included the Danny Amendola pass that he caught close to the one-yard line. Went to the turf, tried to somersault his way into the end zone, tumbling on the ground, but was touched just shy of the goal line. He did not get in. Patriots settled for a field goal on that drive. That was their longest drive of the afternoon. Here's how they did on their other drives. Three plays for 2 yards. Three plays for 0 yards. 6 plays for 25, 8 for 35, 4 for 29, 6 for 33, 5 for 25, 5 for 3, 5 for 28, 7 for 75, which I just mentioned, 3 for negative 5, and 7 plays for 38 yards. That was the final drive of the game for the Patriots. And not to mention on that drive, 20 yards were courtesy of penalties on that drive, including a mistake by the Bengals by going offside on a very important play. You thought that gave the Patriots life, and then also on top of it, a personal foul penalty, a roughing the passer call, Tom Brady getting hit in the head on the play, and those things couldn't help. The Patriots really had one okay drive today, and it was the drive that resulted in the field goal in the fourth quarter, 7 plays, 75 yards. One of the things that I'm sure will be mentioned this week, and you've already heard it on the, I'm sure, radio broadcast and TV broadcast today, and that is Tom Brady's streak of 52 consecutive games with a touchdown pass thrown has been broken. It ends at 52. He will not be catching Drew Brees at 54. Today would have been 53. Next week against the Saints would have provided the opportunity to match Brees with 54. Tom Brady's streak of touchdown passes ends today in Cincinnati, and it stops at 52. Tom Brady today, put him in the bad category. He did have a lot of drops today. He did have guys that couldn't hang on to the football. I put the receivers in that category for that as well, but I don't think Tom Brady played exceptionally well. I don't know how much you can blame him for the interception at the end of the game. It was pouring rain in Cincinnati. Pouring. And it looked like he was dealing with a wet football. It slipped out of his hand. That's the way it looked to me. It was a horrible pass. Not something you typically see from Tom Brady, the way that the ball wobbled. So I'm not sure how much blame I put on him. But in any case, I think that the streak ending is not a big deal, but Tom Brady didn't play well. That streak of 54 games, Drew Brees has the streak. And I just don't know that the streak is something that's very important. I've kind of downplayed that streak over the course of the season. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Patriots only able to put up 6 points on the board today. That's pretty significant. That's not good in my book. There were a couple of things that happened at the end of the third quarter, if I'm giving you the defensive mistakes, in which the Patriots let up some big plays to the Bengals that allowed them to keep their drive alive. And we're going to get into more about some of the specifics that happened in this game. If we're looking for the good, we're going to mix it in as we go along. If we're looking for the good, I would say the Patriots had a good performance from Jerod Mayo. Thought Jerod Mayo looked okay. I thought Aqib Talib was okay in this game. I'm not ready to put him in the good category. But A.J. Green did not hurt you in a significant way in this game, in my opinion. Green finishes the day with 61 yards receiving on 5 catches on 8 targets. I thought that was pretty much held in check because A.J. Green's a very good football player. They only threw his way 8 times, which is, again, more than anybody else on his team. But if he's limited to 61 yards, you're doing okay. The rookie, Taylor Eifert, 53 yards catching. He finishes the day 5 catches on 7 targets today. I thought, really, if you're looking at the defense and you're looking for some positives, my positive would be in the form of Jerod Mayo. That's what I would say. Jerod Mayo had a solid day for the Patriots. I'm not sure what else was great for the Patriots, putting it in the good category. I would say the punting game, we talked about special teams. They were out there a ton. I would give them a pat on the back. Congratulations. You're able to punt the football. And after that, there's just not very much good. LeGarrette Blount was the leading rusher for the Patriots today, 51 yards on 12 carries, but then he had a turnover. He fumbled the football. Brandon Bolden, a non-factor in this game, 5 carries, 24 yards. He did have 6 catches for 40 yards. I don't know if you look at this Patriots team, who really was a major factor when the Patriots struggled to move the football the way in which they did today. They were struggling out there. And so if you look offensively, the offensive line, after a week in which they were praised for their great performance in Atlanta last weekend, they were not very good today. In fact, they were downright bad. They did not look good at all in this game. Total number of sacks. Brady sacked four times in this game. Cincinnati had eight hits on the quarterback. Guys were in Brady's face all day long. All day long. He was rushed. He didn't have good protection. I would just say that overall, offensively, it was a poor performance today for the Patriots. It was a poor performance. And I'm not sure that anyone on that side of the football, you would say, had a good day. Danny Amendola did play today, had four catches, 55 yards. That leads the team yardage-wise. Was targeted nine times. There were a number of plays in which he couldn't hang on to the ball. And you could make the case that he should have got into the end zone on the play in which he was down at the, you know, half-foot line, just shy of the touchdown. But that's kind of a hard nitpick for me. Aaron Dobson had the big play on the 75-yard drive. He was the second leading receiver on the team, two catches for 49 yards. Brandon Bolden, six catches for 40 yards, the most catches on the team today. Tom Brady finishes 18 of 39, 197 yards, no TDs, as we've mentioned, and one pick with a quarterback rating of 52.2. Brady was bad. The offense as a whole was bad today. They were not good. On the other side, Andy Dalton, very efficient today. 20 of 27, did throw the pick, a very bad mistake. I would put those things in the good, which was the Patriots' ability to capitalize on some of Cincinnati's mistakes, or at least have Cincinnati make mistakes. They didn't capitalize by turning them into more points. But Cincy going down for a touchdown early, Andy Dalton threw a ball across his body, a poor decision on his part. And it was picked off by Brandon Spikes. But on the day, 20 of 27, 212 yards, and no TDs but a pick, 81.1 rating. On the rushing attack, 19 carries for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis today. He finishes with 67 yards and the touchdown. Giovanni Bernard had a fumble in this game, 13 carries for him, 62 yards. 162 on the ground for Cincinnati, 179 in the air. For the Patriots, 166 in the air and 82 yards on the ground. That's how it went for the Patriots. Patriots had nine passing first downs and three on rushes. They also picked up three first downs by way of penalties. But here's the number that really sticks out from this game today, and this is absolutely in the bad category, and that is the Patriots on third down. 1 of 12 today. Converting on third down. 1 of 12. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Send your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Open lines for you at 855-PATS-500. Patriots now 4-1 on the year. They lose to the Bengals today, 13-6. 13-6, your final score in Cincinnati. We're going to go right to the phones. I want to hear your thoughts and see what you got on this game. Dagmar is in Miami. He's up first.
Yeah.
Dagmar.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
This, man. I got a couple of points, man.
Sure.
First, I'm going from the half yard line. And you can run it in. That's from the offensive line. I don't know when they talk about physicality, what they're talking about when they can run it from the half yard line. The second point is, when you have over 3 minutes, 7 points down, and you have a momentum changing, play, getting the ball, back on Cincinnati's territory, and you go right after their defense with a long throw on the sideline, forcing almost a pick. Cause, I mean, let's say that Dobson was close to catch it, but also was the defensive back from getting an interception. That was a big mistake right there. They should have taken care of the ball better on that previous drive instead of forcing the defense first back on the field and the offense then with less time on the clock to win the game. And on top of that, then you gotta say, those people out there, that think that this offense is not working because of the receivers that Brady have to work with, man, deal with it. This is what we have. This is what we have to work with. The Patriots, when they won the Super Bowl, they didn't have star receivers. You go back and change. Yeah, they were playmakers, but none of them were high-profile players. So deal with it. They are not bad. They're just catching on. But listen, this is not a one-game thing. This defense has been keeping this Patriots team on the game for quite a while, but people don't give enough credit. Today it was proven. They got to change in some game planning and also execution. But anyways, talk to you, man.
Bye. All right, Dagmar, thanks for the call. I think you're right about the defense. Letting up 13 points on the road, there's not a lot to complain about there. I don't think that there are individually any great standout performances, but the fact that they let up 13 points is very solid. If there's one problem I have with the defense today, it happened with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. The end of that third quarter, there was a third and 15 play. That came right after Andy Dalton was sacked at the 2 yard line. It was right near the goal line. I thought it may have even been closer to the one. He was sacked back at the 2 for a loss of 8. It set up a third and 15 from the Cincinnati 2 yard line. They were backed up into their own end zone. And Paul Perillo said this early in the game. Don't let the guys on this team that are not big playmakers or guys that are not the AJ Greens of the world, don't let those guys beat you in big situations. And that was a situation where it was a 6-3 lead for Cincinnati. They're coming out of their own end zone. Field position-wise, it'd be a huge advantage to be getting a stop there and get the ball back. Two huge plays at the end of that quarter. On the third and 15 from the 2, it was Marvin Jones with a pickup for 28 yards. He beat Arrington on the play. Devin McCourty was shading over, coming over to help, and he didn't get there in time. But it was really Arrington that got beat on the play. 28-yard catch for Marvin Jones, and that play in and of itself was bad enough. They let them off the hook at 3rd and 15, backed up to their 2. You let a big play from Marvin Jones get a first down. 1st and 10 now from the Cincinnati 30, and they just pitch it out, a simple play to Giovanni Bernard. They pitch it out, and he goes for 28 more yards. Two plays back-to-back for 28 yards apiece to end that half. You went from having them pinned at their 2 in a third and long situation, and when they didn't get the stop there, I think that really kind of changed the game, and obviously that was what ended up absolutely winning the game for Cincinnati. They ended up going down the field, and that was the drive in which they scored the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis touchdown. And it took them a number of tries. Benny ran for 5 to get down to the 1. So it was 2nd and 1. They ran with Green Ellis again. And then there was the penalty on Pecco when they brought him into the game. He was all excited to be a part of the offense. He commits the penalty, the false start. Set them back to 3rd and 5. Andy Dalton ran, picked up 4 to like the 1.5 or so. And then they ran it again on 4th down. Marvin Lewis decided to go for it. Crowd was on him at that point. The crowd was letting him hear it, to go for it, go for it. You got to go for it here. They did. And Ben Jarvis Green Ellis went right up the middle for a 1 yard touchdown. And that was at the point where Cincinnati took the 13-3 lead, 10 point lead for Cincinnati. And that was all they were going to need. But the Patriots took over at 9:21. And again, couldn't move the football. Could not move the football. They had a 7-yard drive for 22 yards. Follow that up. And you have the pass incomplete to Nate Solder at the goal line again. They had the pass to Julian Edelman that he couldn't hang on to. Nice breakup there by Adam Pac-Man Jones. I thought Jones was maybe a little bit too physical on that play, but that's the way the game went today. And so, you know, I guess on that drive, couldn't really do much. Couldn't get it in the end zone. Had to kick a 19-yard field goal, Steven Goskowski, which was good. And it moved them to within a touchdown, but it wasn't going to be enough today. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Stone is in Puerto Rico today. What's up, Stone?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to first say on the good and the bad and the ugly, other than Gerard Mayo, I truly think that if they would have used Spikes more, Spikes had a lot of good stops throughout the game, a lot of key stops. So, I mean, for me, I think I would put also Spikes also in the good column.
Well, I'll tell you what, the play that I was just talking about, that 28-yard pitch to Bernard, Spikes got completely blown out of that play. And that was a key situation where you expected him to come, step up and make a play, and he was nowhere near the play, and I thought he was one of the losers on that play.
Yeah, well, you got a point there. But, I mean, on an overall team effort, I mean, we were all dinged up. I mean, it was kind of a scary call when we just saw Kelly getting up real bad, went to the sideline, and thank God he came back into the game, helped out a little bit. But my true focus is especially, of course, the offense. I mean, the offense, we're doing the best we can with our wide receiving core, and that we all know. But at the same time, if there was a learning curve, I guess, with all the rookies that we got, I mean, a lot of the guys, I mean, it took them a while to get into play. Some of them did a lot of drops. But Dobson, for some apparent reason, especially toward the last four, the bottom of the quarter, he was running a post when he was trying to run toward, you know, toward the sideline. And that just pretty much indicates to me that, I guess, like on a learning curve, knowing the playbook, I mean, Kimball Tompkins, I mean, everybody else was pretty much on page. Yeah, they did a lot of drops. But, I mean, I wish they would have had Boyce in there or somebody else that probably could have made that play. Because, I mean, the famous thing, what Fred says, you just don't know. But, I mean, I think that if, I don't know, maybe if Dobson would have ran that route the correct way, maybe, just maybe, probably would have gotten closer to that, you know, toward the goal line.
Well, I think that's kind of a hard nitpick there, Stone. And honestly, I don't think, you said the Patriots are doing the best job they can do with the receivers they have. I don't buy that. I don't think those receivers played the best game that they could possibly play today. I don't think Tom Brady played the best game that he could play today. We know that. And furthermore, the offensive line played terrible today. So I don't think the Patriots gave their best game today. I'm not saying best effort. I'm saying they didn't play their best game. They did not play to the best of their abilities in this game today. That just I would not agree with at all. And defensively, again, I mean, we're going to go back to this point. They gave up 13 points on the road. If they're giving up 13 points on the road, I'll take that every single game. Every single game. I'll take it. I don't think the defense lost this game today. I think the defense did what they needed to do to win. Giving up 13 points on the road to what is expected to be a pretty good team. I mean, I know the Bengals are 2-2, but I don't think the Bengals are a bad team. I think they're an okay team. I think they're a team that could contend for a playoff spot. So if you go on the road and give up 13 points to those guys, I think that's a good effort. That's a good job. It's a good game. The problem is when your offense looks the way it did today, you've got issues. And I understand Cincinnati's defensive front, very good. One of the best in the NFL, if not the best. They're terrific up front. So that explains some of the pressure, but the Patriots' offensive line did not perform well at all. I can understand getting beat. They were getting beat every single play, it seemed like. Defensively, one of the other positives, I mean, early in the game, the first half, Andy Dalton was having problems getting the ball to his wide receivers. It was about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter before he completed a pass to a wideout, and that was when he hit Green. 18-yard pickup, left sideline. That was at 6:38 of the second quarter. That was the first completion he had to a wideout. Two plays later, he hit Green again. That was Green beating Tlaib with a perfectly run slant route to the inside of the field. 11-yard gain on that one. And that was all one-on-one coverage with Aqib Tlaib on A.J. Green. And I thought Tlaib did an okay job. He did get beat on some plays, but he was right there in coverage. And A.J. Green ended the day with 5 catches for 61 yards. He did not become someone that changed the game, so to speak. Kenny's in Brooklyn today. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to say that what I think led the Pats to lose was basically their failure to convert on the turnovers, like the interception and then the fumble late in the game. So, I mean, if we converted on those plays, we definitely could have had a better chance to win, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about any game that you lose. Of course.
Yeah, and also, like, the drops by the receivers. Because, like, throughout the course of 5 weeks, we've constantly seen receivers bobble the ball even when they catch it, like we did before. And it's just, like, in times like this, you just really need to hold on to the ball, you know? Like, in the pass with Edelman in the end zone.
Yeah, Kenny, I think there were a lot of mistakes that were made on the field. And hanging on to the football and not dropping passes, right on the list. Right on the list. I think that's a big part of it. Some emails coming in. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Cal writes in two words, dropped passes. That's from Cal in Kentucky. Obviously a big part of the loss today for the Patriots. Anthony writes in. Anthony in London says, hey, Mark, there is one and only one entry on my good list this week, and that is Ryan Allen. Some exceptional punting all game long. With our offense not being able to get anything going, he gave the defense the best chance possible to get the ball back, continually pinning the Bengals down inside the 10. Am I clutching at straws a bit after a horrendous game by us? Probably, but there has to be a positive somewhere, right? Great show as always, Anthony in London. Well, I'll tell you what, there's no way Ryan Allen can't be on your good list. There's just no way. We've done the good, the bad. We'll continue to talk about what was good and bad in this game. We have not talked about the injured. A couple of injuries in this game. Leon Washington went out early with an ankle injury. He was replaced on kickoffs by Devin McCourty. Leon Washington has not been a significant factor on this team so far this season. If he's hurt and misses time, I'm not sure that it will have a huge impact. However, there was an injury on the defensive side of things, and that is Tommy Kelly going down with what was a non-contact knee injury. He did come back onto the field for a couple of plays late and then went back to the sidelines. This is going to be something we watch closely over the next week. As the Patriots prepare to take on the Saints next Sunday, this is something that will draw significant attention this week, and it deserves it. Tommy Kelly, if he has something wrong with his knee and his injury is more severe than what it looked to be in the game because he came back onto the field, I'm not being fooled by him coming back onto the field. Him coming back for a couple of plays doesn't prove a lot to me. I want to know that that thing is not serious, because if it is, that would be a huge blow to the Patriots defense, given the fact that Vince Wilfork went out last week against Atlanta with the Achilles tear and he is done for the year. Tommy Kelly's injury makes me nervous. Because if it's serious and it is going to require him to miss time, whether it be a little bit of time or significant time, and I think it could be anywhere in between, that's a major crushing blow for the Patriots defense and for their guys up front after dealing with the loss of Vince Wilfork. So let's keep a close eye on that one this week, because that could be something that has a pretty big impact on this team. That's the injured from today. Back to the phones. Dave is in Connecticut. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Doing well.
I'm going to start off by saying, you know, we are still 4-1, so, you know, there is an upside to this. You know, I didn't think we were going to go undefeated this season. So, I mean, you know, it's all not bad. I agree 100% what you were saying about Tommy Kelly. I mean, that's a big concern. You know, that's a huge blow if he's out. I was going to say I thought that Chris Jones played a good game, and I think, you know, the other rook did a good job, you know, defensively. I think we're being a little hard on our defense. I think they played a good game. I mean, if you give 13 points and they gave the offense, you know, a couple late opportunities to win the game, I mean, you know, just overall, you know, going out of bad, the entire offense, from the offensive line to, you know, to Tom Brady, and I've never put Brady on a bad list. You know, the drops, you know, the passes that he threw, you know, at one point, I think they had, what, 3 total yards in the third. In the third half of that game, or the third quarter, rather. I mean, just a real dog put up by the, you know, from the running game to, you know, I'm not really going to get on Blunt too much on that fumble, because, you know, it was an awesome defensive play, chopping the ball like that. It wasn't like he was carrying it loosely. Those things happen, you know. I think, you know, it was nice to see, you know, Danny Amendola out there. You know, hopefully you can get Gronk back out there. You know, we got to get ready for the Saints. You got to put this one behind us. You know, I mean, because I don't think, you know, many people thought, many true Patriot fans, you know, thought they were going to run the table and, you know, go undefeated again. You know, so these losses are going to come. Got to put this one behind us. You know, you really don't expect, you know, to see Tom Brady throw up too many bad games. Normally he comes back pretty strong after a game like this. So, you know, put it behind us. Hopefully the Kelly injury isn't as serious, where he's going to miss some time, because that's, as you said, it's good. That's a huge blow. I mean, you know, they ran the ball against us, and I expected them to, you know. But for the most part, you know, defensively, I thought, you know, they played a pretty solid game.
Yeah, and I think lining up 13 points on the road, as I said just a few minutes ago, I'll take that every single game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not for nothing. When your defense, you know, gives up 13, I think you should be able to win the game. But, you know, hey, we had our shots, you know, up to the last, what, 30 seconds of that game when he, you know, he threw that interception, which, you know, I'm not blaming him. But, you know, the rain had a factor in that. You know, he was throwing some ducks because of the rain. But we did have our shots to tie the game up. So.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take it easy. Appreciate it. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. I will say this, big picture, it's one loss. I completely agree with Dave on that. I think the Patriots will put this behind them. I think they will move on and start getting ready for the Saints. But if you're looking at this game and you're trying to talk about where this thing goes heading forward, it is disconcerting to see them only put up 6 points and struggle to move the football the way they did against a good defense. And I'm not sure that they've faced a defense as good as Cincinnati's yet this season.
You know how in baseball, every once in a while, you have a tough luck starting pitcher, might go 8 innings, give up a run or two, and still lose the game?
Yeah.
And you say you wasted a good start?
Yeah.
I think you wasted a good defensive performance today.
You know what,
in
though?
In a similar way.
It's okay, though, because even if you're going to do that, I want that defense to keep playing the way they're
playing. I agree with you. It's a shame to see, especially that great play that McCourty and Mayo teamed up to make, forcing that fumble, giving the Patriots the ball in Cincinnati territory. A lot of times, Beetle, how many times have we seen, you know, when the Patriots get the ball like that down a score with a short field, more often than not, they've been able to put some points on the board.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Chris Jones did have a good afternoon, as Dave mentioned. Had 1.5 sacks, one of the sacks that he had by himself. Man, he was completely unblocked. I think it was Andre Smith who just let him go right by him. He went right up and got Andy Dalton. But the Patriots did have 4 sacks total on the day. And I'll take that. I'll take the 4 sacks for the Patriots defense. And again, the 13 points on the road against the Bengals. I'll take that. But what happened offensively? You can't have that happen next week against the Saints. You won't win that ball game. In fact, I'd be even more impressed if the Patriots gave up 13 at home against the Saints. They've got a good football team coming to town. The good news about the Saints is they don't have the same kind of defense that Cincinnati does. The Patriots' offense faced a good defense today, and this is what happened. Is that a concern for you going forward? It is a little bit for me, because I have the same championship aspirations for the Patriots that you do. You want this team to go far, and you think they can go far. If you're going to play like today against good defenses, it won't happen for you. They need to get better. They need their receivers to be better. They need their quarterback to be better. And obviously they're going to need Rob Gronkowski back as well. That could come next week. The injury to watch closely from this game, though, is Tommy Kelly, who went down with that knee injury late in the game. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Web radio at Patriots.com. This is the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We're going to get to more of your thoughts coming up next.
Stay tuned for more analysis and reaction from tonight's game.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
It's the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand, and it's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. 855-PATS-500, the toll-free number for you, 855-PATS-500. If you want to jump on board, we have open lines right now. You can keep sending your emails, webradio@patriots.com. I'm going to get to some of those with you right now. And you can tweet at Mark_Bertrand is my Twitter handle if you want to send a tweet my way. I can read some tweets as well. Let's get to some of those emails. I want to read this one from Bill. Bill Berry wants to write in. First, a question about Tom Brady. Should he wear a glove in the rain? I would say wearing the glove in the rain is not a big deal. And Tom Brady over the years has touched on that topic. Not a big deal. So I wouldn't say think the wearing of the glove is a big problem, but he missed on a number of passes today. Glove or no glove, having a soaking wet football is always going to be an issue. So I don't think the glove is a big deal. Bill also writes, and I'm not going to read everything related to it, but Bill does complain about something that I think is worth complaining about. The NFL's Cancer Awareness Month for October with the pink cleats, pink gloves, pink everything is great. It's one of the great things the NFL is doing. It's excellent. There is one issue I have with it, though. The pink flags, those got to go. They
can't see them.
You can't see them. And with all these guys wearing pink cleats.
Yeah, when like a pink towel falls off, everyone thinks it's a flag.
Right.
It's really confusing.
Pink towels on the guys, pink cleats. This is the first year they've done the pink flags, correct?
I believe so.
I've never seen this before. This is something they should do away with. I mean, the refs have the pink wristbands. They have the logo on their chest. Some of them are wearing the pink cleats. They have pink whistles. They've got plenty of pink. Please change their flags back to yellow. It's really tough. It's tough to see them out there. You couldn't tell when there was actually a flag thrown.
Yeah, there was also some confusion on the broadcast. If you recall, on a punt return with Julian Edelman, had like a 25-yard return that we all thought was going to get wiped out. And sure enough, there was no flag.
There was no flag on the play.
It was just like a pink towel or something.
They've got to switch back to the yellow. I hope they realize this after 1 week. So, Bill, it's a good point. I understand you. And Bill made it a point to say he is all about raising cancer awareness. But can we just make the flags yellow? Make them yellow again. That's not related just to this game. More emails coming in. Brian writes in, good list, the Pats D. Bad list, Brady. The entire Patriots offense, including and maybe most importantly, Rob Gronkowski. This is interesting. Rob Gronkowski on a bad list. The guy didn't even play today. He writes, don't care if I'm the only person who thinks this, but the Pats reserved a roster spot for him. And from where I'm sitting, he's looking more and more like another player who disappears after they sign a big contract. If he felt he wasn't going to be ready, he should have said so and demanded to be taken off the roster. Don't give me that crap about coming back early last year. He knew the risk of playing with a plate in his arm created, specifically pressure points in different areas that would break. Provided he landed in the wrong way. He chose to play. It's his fault. Gronkowski knows his importance of his to this team, blocking and receiving, and quite frankly, I put the loss on him and then Brady. Some terrible passes and then drops from all the receivers. Injured, who cares? Well, I'm going to say, Brian, you are dead wrong on a number of accounts. Number one, if he chose to play last year and got hurt, so you blame him for playing and getting hurt, and he had signed his contract prior to last season, so wouldn't you say that was a case of him not disappearing after the contract? You can't have it both ways there. And furthermore, why would you want a guy to choose to play and go out and have a chance to get re-injured? Wouldn't the smart move last year have been for him to not play? But no, he wanted to play so badly he went out there. And that proves to us that he's not a type of guy that's going to dog it after signing a contract, because he didn't dog it last year when he was told to go play and that he was okay, when in fact the medical advice and the plate being put in his arm may have led to him re-injuring it. I don't blame Rob Gronkowski for this loss. He's not even out on the field. And furthermore, how can you know for sure in the end of August what your condition will be at the start of October? I mean, yes, there are general guidelines as to how long an injury takes to heal, but you don't know how you're going to feel a month out or 6 weeks out, so I don't buy it. You want to blame the loss on somebody, at least blame it on the people on the field today. And on the injured, who cares? I do. Put me in the group of people who care. Tommy Kelly potentially being injured, that could be a real issue for this team. Considering the loss last week of Vince Wilfork, that could be a problem. Kyle writes in, Tom Brady was absolutely terrible today. His accuracy was off all game, and the offense really looked disinterested as a whole. The play calling was unimaginative. The second and goal fade route thrown to Solder was a laughably bad play call. I expect more from McDaniels. We were getting blitzed all game, and McDaniels tried only one or two running back screens early in the game, no less. I was also pretty disturbed by our last drive. Time was a major factor, yet the offense lacked any sense of urgency. Not only that, Brady kept throwing detrimental three-yard passes that would end up hurting us more than helping. The lack of a situational awareness was ridiculous, and I expect more out of our offense than that. The Patriots did not deserve to win despite a solid defensive start. Or, excuse me, solid defensive effort. Kevin, you were talking about this. The Patriots on that last drive, even though they didn't end up getting down into a situation where they scored, ended with the Brady pick, there was no sense of urgency whatsoever on that drive.
I felt like they wasted 25 seconds alone on that, getting ready for that fourth down and five play where they eventually got the first down on the penalty. But
they used the whole 40 seconds there.
Yeah, just standing at the line, making adjustments there, changing the play. I mean, I think that there was well over a minute left and went all the way down to about 49 seconds, if memory serves me.
I hated the Solder play, too. That thing was
it. Riddle me this. You get down to the one-foot line, and the best short yardage play for them in the last 5 years has been
really
the Tom Brady quarterback sneak.
The best play they've had in the Tom Brady era is to sneak it with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see sometimes even 2 or 3 yards they'll QB sneak with him, and never mind a foot, and you don't even try it, and I don't know. I didn't care for any of that play call.
Kyle, you raised a lot of good points in your email. Thanks for checking in here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Let's see. This one comes from Jermix, writing, worst offensive game ever. One of the worst games ever. The D played great, kept us in the game at all times. Nothing to say there. This was the offense we all expected this season. Brady can't play on his own. He can't, but he could do a better job as well. The drop ball's obviously an issue. The receiver's an issue in this game. And it wasn't just the guys that you would expect it from, so that part of it I'm kind of skeptical of. When you say, this is what we expected. I didn't expect Danny Amendola to have a hard time hanging on to the ball. And listen, I know he's been injured, and he's out there playing through injury. So I give him all the credit in the world for being a part of the game today. I didn't expect Julian Edelman to have some tough times hanging on to the football. Thought he did today. Aaron Dobson was only targeted 4 times. Kenbrell Tompkins, 3 catches today on 4 targets. So was there a major gripe there? Brandon Bolden? And he had 6 catches, 40 yards. In terms of that screen game, I thought it was non-existent as well, to go back to Kyle's point. When I looked at this game, I thought, this is a perfect type of game for Brandon Bolden to beat them with all kinds of screen passes. Didn't really happen. Trey writes in, small rant, I'm sick and tired of the drop balls. Now I know Brady didn't have the best day, but come on. Not only do we lead the league in drop balls, but also double catches. It's sad that we can't hold on. I'm sorry, I read this wrong. It's sad that we can hold a good team to 13 points and not win. Offense must get it together. SMH, he is shaking his head. That's from Trey in Dallas, Texas today. Jackson writes in, Mark, do you think this loss was Tom Brady's fault or the offensive line's fault? If I had to take a pick out of those two, if you're making me pin it on one of them, it's the offensive line. Offensive line is always a tough spot to play. You know why? When you're an offensive line, you play well. Sometimes you get the credit for it. sometimes. Last week, Patriots offensive line, they got all kinds of credit and they deserved it. But they played exceptional last week. But when an offensive line plays bad, you're always quick to say, well, the offensive line breakdowns there led to the loss. If you can't protect, you can't block, you won't get anything going on offense, which is true. But offensive linemen don't get enough credit when they do play well. But in this one, if I had to pick one, I'm putting in more on the offensive line. Brady was hit 8 times. He was sacked 4 times. Guys were in his face all day long. He didn't have a ton of time. And in the run game, same thing applies. Same thing applies. Trey also added in his bad list and good list. Bad list was Tom Brady, the offensive line, and LeGarrette Blount. Good list was the defense. Those were his good and bad from the game. Let's go back to the phones. And again, the phone number for you, if you want to jump on board, is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Paul is in Florida today. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, listen, you're right. The offensive line didn't play well today, and that was frustrating. But my question was, they were at 3rd-and-1 on the goal line, and they passed it instead of running it in. You know, they had 2 opportunities to run it in. And to me, that's Brady trying to keep his record. I'm a Belichick fan, and I think, in Belichick we trust. But this seemed more like a gift to Brady, and then they kicked the field goal afterwards. Do you think it would have been better off to run it there?
You know what I think? You know what? I think you're on to something, but here's my second guess on that drive. You say 3rd-and-1. That was when they had the incomplete pass to Edelman, which would have been complete. I think Adam Jones was, honestly, I think he was really all over Edelman on that play. He was basically wrapping the guy up right as the ball was coming in. So could there have been a flag? Maybe, but the non-call was consistent with the rest of the game. So I'm not going to complain about the lack of a flag there. But here's my second guess. Why the 2nd-and-1 play when they try to pass it to Solder? Wouldn't you try running it again on 2nd down?
Yeah.
Because
I would think that you'd be trying to pound it in the whole time. Especially in the weather.
Because I think on 3rd down, I think that's, 3rd down regardless of where you are in the field. So many times that has become a passing down in the NFL. And for this Patriots team, they are not afraid to throw on 3rd down. And as soon as 3rd down comes up, I think you knew it, I knew it, they're going to throw the ball again. And I think the second guess on that drive is, why try that play to Solder on 2nd-and-1? How is that more of a high percentage play than trying to run the football and get into the end zone from the 1? That's my second guess. The 2nd down play call with that pass to Solder, I thought that was bad.
Well, do you think this was a gift to Brady to try and get him that continued streak?
No, not on 3rd down. Maybe the 2nd down play
really was.
Maybe they wanted to. Maybe it was a big picture view of, we want to throw on 2 out of the 3 downs here. Maybe that was a part of it. I hope it isn't, but it didn't look that way. The throw on 3rd down did not resemble it to me, but throwing 2 out of those 3 downs and that dumb play to Solder, I hated that play call. I hated it. So I don't think the streak was as big of a thing, Paul, with the coaching staff as maybe it is with people outside of the game, fans, people watching. I don't think the streak is a big deal. The streak is over at 52 for Tom Brady. I don't think any less of him as a quarterback because he didn't get that streak. I don't think anyone else should either. I don't think anyone thinks Drew Brees is great because he had the streak in the first place. I think it's been a made-for-TV production with that streak. The ESPNs of the world playing it up so they have, something to celebrate and talk about, I guess. I don't think the streak is a big deal. Up next is Andrew, who's also in Florida today. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well.
I was just calling because I heard you talking about Brady, that last drive, when it started raining really hard.
Yeah.
Not really hard. I didn't get why was he throwing those little short passes, just over and over again. I didn't get why. I think it was the first game against Buffalo. At the end, we had that game-winning drive, and I was really impressed with that, and I was looking for something, similar to that. But, just that last drive, we're just throwing the short passes. And I think we ran that draw play. I think it was Bolden. And I was like, why are they running the ball with, 40 seconds left? I just didn't get it.
Yeah, the situation, as Kyle, the emailer, put it earlier, Andrew, and I think you would agree with him, the situational awareness was not there. And some of the plays and decisions being made by not only Tom Brady, but the coaching staff didn't seem to make a lot of sense late in the game.
Yeah, it really didn't. I mean, I've seen games, and I've been watching and following the Patriots for a long time. I've seen games before where they were making, you know, much better play calls. I mean, I heard the announcer saying, you know, I'm glad that he dropped that ball because it would have hurt them in the long run because it just ran more time off the clock. Because we didn't have any timeouts left, I don't think.
Yep. I think that is part of it, too, the usage of the timeouts. You can throw that into the conversation as well. Cam's in Taunton. He's up next on the Patriots postgame show. Hi, Cam.
Hey, Beetle. You know me.
What's happening?
The play calling in this game, I wanted to drive my head through the wall. I'm with you. I just tried to say this to Gresh and Tangway. They took my head off. The play to Soldier. What are you doing? That's the time to try a gadget play? That's ridiculous. That is not the time to be throwing to an offensive lineman in the end zone when you need to score a touchdown. Go to a receiver. Heck, I'd rather have had Matthew Mulligan out there trying to catch up. It was Josh McDaniels' play calling in this game, even some of the times when they ran the ball, was ridiculous. Even the awareness on the end of the drive at the end of the game. If Brady wasn't aware of the clock, McDaniels could have gone on his ear and said, hey, let's go. And he didn't.
It's ridiculous.
It was a ridiculous game called by McDaniels. I thought it was a joke. Brady didn't help out with how bad he. That was probably the worst performance ever. That was the worst I've ever seen Brady play. It was just a horrible game.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a lot of people feel the same way you do, yeah, Cam. And I think the play called the Solder, I think it sucked.
It's a joke.
I thought it was a joke, Bill. I'd agree with that. I'd agree with Cam. I think Cam's onto something there. It's the wrong time to be pulling that. And why not run again on second down? Why? Because you couldn't complete the pass on first? You know, I was watching the game with Paul Perillo, and as soon as that play happened on first down, I said, now they're going to pass. Second down, here comes the pass. You know it. It just becomes very predictable. Take another shot on the ground. Try and get that thing on the ground. Alex writes in, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Alex writes in, these receivers are not starters. They're in there because no Gronk, Amendola, not full strength, no Welker. Well, Amendola was out there, and he didn't start, but he was out there. And Amendola ended up on the day with 4 catches. He had more catches than any other wideout on the team today. So Amendola was out there. Julian Edelman, I think he's proven that he's worthy of being on the field. Dobson, Tompkins, maybe you can make the case that they didn't do enough to get open. I'll tell you what, the defense for Cincinnati is good. They are. I don't think it's the receivers. I don't think it's all on them. Of course, part of it is. But it's not all on them. Getting Rob Gronkowski back will be a help. But are you concerned about beyond just getting Gronkowski back? Are you concerned about the way the Patriots looked against a solid defense today? And for me, I'm a little bit concerned. I know they're 4-1. I know big picture, there's no reason to panic. But I'm looking real big picture in terms of can they be better than what they were today against good defenses? They need to be. Brian's in Brighton. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Bertrand. How's it going?
What's going on, Brian?
Tough loss, but I thought it was kind of encouraging. I thought that, you know, our defense really showed something there and gave the opportunity to the offense. They just couldn't follow through. I wanted to ask you about, I missed the beginning part, about your bad, and I have two that I bet you probably didn't include, but I wanted to include. I thought Amendola just wasn't a factor. And for the money he's being paid, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree.
And the second one was I thought the Dobson fumble was atrocious, and it's thank goodness he recovered. But that was terrible.
Well, one of those fluky things, Brian. He did get it back, so it's probably not worth complaining about. Was it bad? Yeah, I guess so. But it ended up back in the hands. The other one was Brady had a fumble late that he had the ball just bounce right into his hands. Right back into his hands. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Kareem writes in at webradio@patriots.com. After this game, I'm going to refer everyone to a quote the great Andy Hart once said. A flawed team always wins the Super Bowl. Just take that into consideration, everybody. Go Pats. That's from Kareem in Virginia. I guess you could take that positive sign. A flawed team always wins the Super Bowl. Mike in California writes in, I'm still impressed with our defense. Not spectacular, but much better than prior seasons. But I wanted to know, is it a problem of us not having good enough players on offense or poor execution? I'm going to say poor execution. If I have to pick there, poor execution. This Patriots team didn't even play close to what I think they're capable of. The guys that were on the field today, I don't think they played anywhere near what they are capable of. It goes for everyone on the offensive side of the football. I don't think today was a talent problem. So don't make this into the guys aren't good enough, that it's not about re-signing Westwood. No. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about not executing on the field today. There's not a talent problem on that side of the football. The talent on the Patriots right now, offensively, even against the Bengals defense, is better than 6 points. I think we all know that, which is one reassuring or positive thing you could take away. You know they didn't play well today. That's a negative, but the fact is, you can criticize them for not playing well because you know they're better than this. That's one of the positive things. I'm going to continue with your emails, continue with your calls as well. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We do have open lines for you if you want to jump on board and give your thoughts here on Patriots.com and the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady spoke after the game. They were both very brief. We will hear what they had to say coming up next.
The Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. The Ace Ticket Hotline for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, and we're coming to you live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm Mark Bertrand. Kevin Collins doing a fine job producing this program this afternoon and also chiming in from time to time. Before we get to Bill Belichick, here's what happened in the 1 o'clock games in the NFL. There was a chance that next weekend would be a battle of 5-0 teams at Gillette Stadium as the Saints come to New England in week number 6. Well, half of that happened. The Saints moved to 5-0 today. They beat the Bears 26-18 the final. Drew Brees, 29 of 35 in that game. He threw for 288 and two TDs. Good game for him. Jimmy Graham, 10 catches, 135 yards on the day for New Orleans. And so the Bears move to 3-2, Saints now 5-0, 26-18, New Orleans gets a win. Speaking of 5-0 teams, the Chiefs now 5-0 as well. They get a 26-17 win over the Titans today. That was in Nashville. Chiefs needed a rally to do it. They scored 13 points in the final quarter, and they win 26-17. Alex Smith, 20 of 39, 245. No TDs. Jamal Charles had a touchdown run. He had 22 carries and 108 yards on the ground. Chiefs now 5-0 after a 26-17 win over the Titans, who are now 3-2. The Packers get a 22-9 win over the Lions. What an odd score, 22-9. They extend their home winning streak against the Lions at Lambeau. On the day, Aaron Rodgers, 20 of 30, 274 and a TD. They get a 22-9 win. Packers now 2-2. Lions are 3-2 with the loss on the year. Packers get a win, 20-9 over Detroit. Well, we go from 5-0 type teams in the Chiefs and the Saints, and here's one that's now 0-5, and that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lose to the Rams today in St. Louis. Yeah, is that the Jaguar? Kind of sounds like a...
It's any kind of jungle
cat.
Yeah,
really, a jungle cat. Yeah, I guess you're right. Any kind of wild, large cat. Jaguars go down 34-20 in St. Louis. Jags were hanging around. St. Louis scored 10 points in the fourth quarter. 34-20 the final in St. Louis. Rams now 2-3. Jaguars 0-5. And the news for the Jags? I don't mean to laugh because this is not something worth laughing about, but Luke Jokel, the rookie, fractured his ankle. High ankle fracture, done for the year. So not only do you lose the game and move to 0-5, you'll lose your top draft pick. Sam Bradford on the day, by the way, 19 of 34, 222, and 3 TDs for my guy, Sam Bradford. Rams now 2-3 on the year. The Colts, big comeback win. They rally for a big win to hand the Seahawks their first loss of the year. Colts beat Seattle 34-24 in Indy. 11 fourth quarter points for the Colts in a rally. Andrew Luck, 16 of 29 on the day, 229, 2 TDs. Trent Richardson on the day, 18 carries for 56 yards. T.Y. Hilton, 5 catches, 140 yards, and 2 TDs. That's a good fantasy day for T.Y. Hilton. Also a big day for the Indianapolis Colts. They move to 4-1 on the year. Seahawks 4-1 as well after the loss. Ravens hung on for a 3-point win in the division here. In the AFC East, Ravens beat the Dolphins 26-23 in Miami. The Ravens fending off a comeback by the Dolphins late in that game. Dolphins go down to 3-2 on the year. Ryan Tannehill, 21 of 40, 307 and a TD. Mike Wallace, 7 catches for 105, no TDs for him. Joe Flacco, 19 of 32, 269, no TDs. Ray Rice with a big afternoon, 27 carries, had 74 yards, but he did have 2 touchdowns. And I'm the idiot that forgot to play him in fantasy this week. You know when you're just too busy, when you can't even remember to put Ray Rice in the lineup? That's what I did today. But the Ravens get a win.
Idiot,
so dumb. Ravens get a 26-23 win. Ravens 3-2, Dolphins 3-2. Here's a game that I can't help but enjoy. Eagles get a win today to move to 2-3 on the year. They get a win 36-21 over the now 0-5 New York Giants. 0-5! Michael Vick.
G-Man!
Yeah. Well, with that, Michael Vick got hurt today, so that fantasy advice I gave in the pregame didn't work out. I said go with Vick over Russell Wilson. Well, Vick got hurt and had to leave the game. Eli Manning today. You ready for these numbers on Eli? He threw the ball 52 times. He was 24 of 52 for 334 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. 3 picks for Eli Manning today. Rating of 56.1. Brutal. Just brutal, brutal. 8-9. Let me see here. Okay. Do you know how many picks he now has on the year? I had to count them. I couldn't believe this number. I had to double check. Do you know what the number is, Kev? 12. 12 interceptions through 5 games. That is terrible. That's just so bad. 12, he has 8 TDs and 12 picks through the first 5 games of the season. Yuck. Bad, bad, bad year for Eli Manning, which, hey, I'll enjoy. I'll take that. And then, of course, earlier this week, Thursday night, Browns got a 37-24 win over the Bills. So the Dolphins lost and the Bills lost. That's what happened in those two games. I'll tell you what, I'll give you one score from the afternoon game. One of the afternoon games, the 4 o'clock game's happening right now. Cowboys up 10 on the Broncos early in the second quarter. 17-7 the score in that game. We'll keep an eye on that one the rest of this program. Let you know what's happening there. Broncos are 4-0.
How about them Cowboys?
If the Broncos were to lose, would you believe that the one team in the AFC that hasn't lost yet would be the Chiefs? I have that right. I'm not missing any teams, right? The Broncos and Chiefs right now, Stan, is the only teams to have not lost yet, and the Broncos are playing in a game in which they're losing. The Chiefs could have the best record in the AFC. Wouldn't expect that to be the case. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. Talking about the Patriots' loss today in Cincinnati. Patriots go down 13-6 to the Bengals. After the game, Bill Belichick stepped to the podium, and here is what he had to say.
You know, we had our chances in the end. You know, it's, the game came down to, you know, some red area situations that they did better in than we did. And so that was really the point differential in the game. So, you know, we just got to go back to work. Got to do a better job in all phases of the game. And hard-fought game, but Bengals made more plays. Give them credit today.
Their defensive line game is exercised. I would assume they had, you know, a lot of success getting to Tom. Your thoughts on how much pressure they got on Tom today?
Well, I don't think we really did a good enough job anywhere. So part of that's a running game, part of it's a passing game. You know, we just got to do a better job all the way around. But I mean, they're a good team, no question.
Bill, your offense, we've grown so accustomed over the years to seeing Tom do it all every week. Your offense seemed a little bit out of whack today. Do you know why?
We didn't perform well enough.
Was it just a matter of just execution?
We got to coach better. We got to play better. And Cincinnati's good. I mean, you know, give them credit. They got a good defensive club.
Any word on Tommy?
No.
What do you think Kenny Amendola looked in his first game back after?
I don't know. I have to go look at the film. I'm not sure. Good.
Well, that was brief. He really doesn't offer you much after a loss. Really doesn't. Wow, he didn't have much to say at all. We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up in just a few moments as well. Michael writes in at webradio@patriots.com. Michael in Stockholm, Sweden. He writes, well, I'm stunned. For the good, the bad, and the injured, good was the defense. We held them to 13 points, and we made 2 turnovers. With just that, we should win. Also, Mayo had a very good game. Bad was Brady and the wide receivers. There were really too much bad throws and balls in the stomach that wasn't caught. The injured, I can't really comment. Depends on Kelly's status, but damn, I'm disappointed. Oh yeah, seriously, Blunt shouldn't have so many touches that he has every game. I see him in the majority of the carries. He really does not look explosive, specifically when compared to Ridley and Bolden, and Vereen too, but since he's injured. Well, Ridley is injured as well. He didn't play today. Bolden got fewer touches than Blunt did in this game. 12 carries for Blunt and 5 for Bolden. I would like to see that a little bit more even. Through the first 12 carries of the game, it was 6 for Bolden and 6 for Blunt. Well, I got that wrong. How many was it? It was somewhere in there. I think it was 5 and 5 through the first 10. In the early part of the game, it was pretty even. Not so much in the end. It was not as even in the end. And I would have liked Bolden to get a few more carries or a few more touches, whether it be just running or, you know, sending it his way on a screenplay, something of that nature, which I've already touched on. But I would say, again, I don't think this is a talent issue with the Patriots. I don't believe that's what it is. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, and that's where Rob in Fort Lauderdale gets on board with the Patriots post-game show. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
Yeah, just very disappointing loss. I mean, I think we lost to a very mediocre quarterback, mediocre coach. Just very, very disappointing. And can you, if you have covered this already, forgive me, but why was that not a safety there on that sack in the end zone?
With the forward progress, they had him spotted at the 2. I didn't think it was a safety.
That was garbage. That was a safety.
I would disagree with you, Rob. I think the forward progress there had him at about the 1, 1.5. They put it at the 2.
Okay. Well, I guess so. I guess I wanted it to be a safety. But are we going to get some defensive line depth here? I mean, we lose Kelly. People are just going to start running down our throats every down.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and that's why that injury is so important, Rob. It's a very important injury to keep an eye on. Because if he is injured and is going to miss some time, it's going to be a problem. Since he 162 on the ground today. I don't know how much of that was due to the loss of Vince Wilfork, but I do know this. Cincinnati ran the ball up the gut a ton. And in fact, their offense is not very exotic. It's nowhere near that. It's not very creative when they run the football. It's pretty much straightforward running. There's not a lot of deception in that offense either. They just take the ball, run the ball. And you saw that today, and they did it to the tune of 162 yards. Bernard and Green Ellis both being able to run the football. Andy Dalton had a couple of nice runs, which were not right up the middle, but he did have a few nice runs. Six carries for him, 25 yards. Patriots in the run game on defense, letting up 162 is not something you're going to see all that often. You're not going to see it very often. And the Patriots, so far in 2013, have done an okay job of stopping the run, and maybe today, without Vince Wilfork, that was a part of it. I'm going to have to go back and kind of watch the tape on that one. I can't wait to go back and watch the tape on this entire game, which sounds crazy because from an entertainment factor, it was putrid. It was hard to kick back and really enjoy what you were watching today, but there were so many things that happened in this game and so many things you can go back and kind of say, well, what exactly happened on this play? And who do you give the blame to? This is one of those games that you need that tape review. You need to go back on your DVR tomorrow if you're one of the hardcores. Or you need to go back on your NFL Rewind app or NFL.com and go back and watch this thing again. I know I'll be doing that with this one. Because there's just so many things that happened that you thought, well, what just happened there? What happened on that play? And some of you may not be able to stomach it. I can understand that as well. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Keith in Dallas, Texas writes in at webradio@patriots.com. I believe this was a good loss today by the Patriots because I learned a lot about our defense and they played very good today. You may say the D let the Bengals score a TD on that one drive in the third quarter, but let's be realistic. Our offense couldn't sustain a drive being 1 of 12 on third down, resulting in the D being tired toward the end of the game. TB was awful today. He definitely deserves the blame for this loss, and I'll tell you why. In the fourth quarter, Aaron Dobson read the defense and got wide open in the middle of the field for a walk-in TD, and Brady throws to the spot. Dobson was supposed to be in on that play. That tells me that Tom Brady is playing within the plays that are called and not looking for the wide receivers to make a play. If Dobson was Randy Moss on that play, Brady would have hit Randy for a TD to tie the game. Keith, Dallas, Texas. I noticed that on that play that he did make a play and got open. And I'm curious as to what Brady was looking at on that play to throw it where he did. And the pressure, it looked like there was some pressure on that play, and he may have been thinking to get rid of the ball. But it's true. Is Brady adjusting, and is Brady doing everything and that he could possibly do to help his receivers make plays and help those young guys be productive and be a part of this? There's no doubt in my mind, Keith, that Brady is a big part of the blame here. Brian writes in, webradio@patriots.com. I feel if you go back and watch a game on the DVR, you'll be very much like the police chief from Super Troopers. Reviewing Favre's latest gaffe at the burger joint over and over and over again. Continue with your emails. Brian writing in, plain and simple, the Pats barely beat up on bad teams, but this offense won't do anything without Gronk against actual competition, and as long as Gronk is hiding behind his skirts, the Pats will struggle against any offense, let alone good ones. Sure, you could point out the Falcons, but they were in the same boat we are. They're using all-rookie secondary to cover all-rookie receiving core. Hate to deflate our Falcons win, but it is what it is. And then Brian goes on to talk more about how Gronk needs to man up. Jackson writes, hey, Mark, it's Jackson again. Do you think the Patriots thought they were going to beat the Bengals, and that's what led to their loss? Just like Luke Skywalker said to the Emperor in Episode 6, your overconfidence is your weakness. Did the Patriots look past the Bengals today? I don't know. I would say there's a chance that it, from the outside, you just look at this game, it's in a weird spot. I wouldn't say they overlooked them, but you're coming off a Sunday night win on the road. So you've already shortened your week because you play Sunday night, you're traveling overnight, Sunday into Monday. It creates for a short week when you've got to get back on the road the following weekend. Do I think they overlooked them? No. Do I think it was probably a difficult week to be fully prepared the way you normally are for, say, back-to-back home games? You know, it's hard to play on the road in the NFL. I think they're in a tough spot playing back-to-back road games. I don't think that's why they lost, though. You're telling me because of that, a Sunday night game, they couldn't score two touchdowns today? Or couldn't score two touchdowns and a field goal today? I don't buy it. Poor play, poor execution today. That's what it was. I don't think they looked past the Bengals. I think they knew what they had in the Bengals. But now they're in a tough spot. They come home, and now they've got the Saints. Makes the Saints game even bigger after the 4-0 start. But no, I don't think there was overconfidence. Ranger writes in, hey guys, just been watching the game in South Africa. Just wanted to comment. It's the worst I've ever seen TB12 play in a while. Offensive line and receivers are pretty horrible as well. A lot of people down on Tom Brady after this game. Tom Brady, as we know, did not play to his level today. There's no doubt about that. 18 of 38, 197 yards. No touchdowns, one pick, a rating of 52.2. Tom Brady's streak of 52 consecutive touchdown passes in a game, 52 games straight in which he had a touchdown pass, ended today. A lot of people were pointing to the Saints game, thinking that he would have the opportunity against the Saints next weekend at Gillette Stadium to match Drew Brees' record of 54 straight games with a touchdown pass. It didn't happen. It ended today in Cincinnati at 52. Today would have been 53, and it did not happen for Tom Brady. 197 yards passing on the day, 18 of 38, and Tom Brady did not have a good afternoon. The Patriots did not have a good afternoon. They lose 13-6, and after the game, here's what the quarterback said.
Yeah, it wasn't our best day execution today. I thought we certainly had some opportunities there in the first half that we didn't take advantage. We just had too many times where one negative play and really took us out of field position. So it just wasn't very good execution. And hopefully, it's a very good defense. I give them a lot of credit. You know, they put a lot of pressure on you in a lot of areas. So our execution needed to be really good, and it just wasn't.
Noise up front, was that an issue throughout the game, communication as far as calls?
Yeah, it's always something that we're trying to handle on the road. So they do a pretty good job of, disguising blitzes and so forth. And they got us a few times today. Certainly, there in the second half and the fourth quarter. But we had plenty of opportunity and chances in the red area to get in. It was just a poor performance all around.
How much of a factor was the rain on that last drive, last couple of drives?
Well, it's rain, so it is what it is. I mean, you got to deal with whatever conditions are out there, and we just didn't do a very good job executing them.
How does that affect what you do in terms of the grip and throwing the ball?
We try to practice that way, so you do the best you can.
Tom, Logan just said that he feels like the offense let the defense down today. Is that kind of the way you feel through the way the defense showed up today?
Well, they've been playing great all year. I mean, you can't kick two field goals and expect to win many games in the NFL, so we can do a lot better job than that. We're going to have to if we want to win these games. We just can't. Silly execution errors and mental mistakes, and it was just, it's hard to drive the ball down the field if you're always making mistakes.
Tom, best opportunity there to punch it in. You had a couple tries down there from the one. Where did that kind of stall out? What went wrong there down by the goal line?
Well, we tried a goal line run. They did a good job stopping us, and we had goal line pass, and they stopped that when it came down to a third down play, and we were close. We just didn't quite execute it the way we needed to. So that's the way these games are. It comes down to a few plays, and if you make them, you put points on the board. If you don't make them, you kick field goals, and certainly red area was a big difference today.
Tom, what are your thoughts on the end of your touchdown pass streak?
I'm bummed we lost. I think that's all that really matters.
What did you think of their front four, and how much did they disrupt the timing of the offense today?
Yeah, they got a good rush. They got, you know, I said earlier in the week, you know, how capable all those guys are in rushing the quarterback and forcing you into some quick throws, throws you don't want to make, and that's why they're a good defense, because they rush, they cover, they got good athletic linebackers, so, you know, you need to stay balanced against a team like that, and, you know, like I said, we had our opportunities, we just couldn't take advantage of them.
Some silly execution errors, little mistakes, were any of them yours, and if so, which ones?
Well, there's plenty from quarterback standpoint, and there's a lot of things I can do better, so, you know, I'll work on those things this week and see if we can do better next week. I mean, it's always, you know, things you wish you would have done a little different, you know, misreads and, you know, trying to find guys that are open to make the plays. That's what quarterback's job is. Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady after the Patriots loss in Cincinnati today. They are now 4-1 on the year. Tom Brady admitting that he made mistakes in this game. Also saying the execution was poor, which I think many of us would agree with today for the Pats. They go down in Cincinnati and lose to move to 4-1 on the year. Let's go back to the phones, and the Ace Ticket hotline for you is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 coming up. We're also going to hear from some Patriots players and what they said in the locker room. Let's talk to Gary. He's in New York. Hi, Gary.
Hi. First-time caller. You know, I don't think we should overreact to the loss today. I mean, it wasn't a horrible loss. I didn't expect them to go 16-0 this year. And, I mean, they're still dealing with rookies and a lot of injuries. But I'm looking at trends and things over the past couple of years I think that have been problems that really haven't been corrected. One is the offensive line. When they're in goal line situations or short yardage, they get absolutely no push. And here we saw they were at the half-yard line today. They couldn't even push it in from the half-yard line against the Bengals. And the other problem is, how many times do we need to see Kyle Arrington getting burnt? Again, 3rd and 15, the Bengals are backed up at their 2-yard line. They get out of it. Who do they beat? We see the back of number 25 again, chasing the receiver.
Yeah, he was absolutely beat on that play, and that's, you know, those two back-to-back plays of 28 yards apiece, Gary, that got them out of that 3rd and 15 from the 2 to all of a sudden going down the field and eventually scoring. Kyle Arrington did get beat on that play. He was in coverage. He's the guy you blame. Devin McCourty wasn't there in time to help. I got to be honest with you, though. Through the first 2-plus games of the season, Kyle Arrington was terrific. I thought that was one mistake today. I think Kyle Arrington's been okay. I don't think Kyle Arrington is the problem. He has dealt with a little bit of an injury problem, but listen, I don't think he's the issue. I don't think Kyle Arrington is the problem. And if you're worried about not being able to push the ball in from the 1-yard line, if you're the Patriots, maybe you should run the ball more than once. You only gave them one opportunity, and they're going up one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL. One of the best, if not the best, up there. I mean, the defensive line for the Bengals, pretty good. And so if you're only taking one shot on the ground, it's hard for me to say you can't get any push up front in the run game. I mean, I think generally the point does stick for this game. The offensive line was bad today, but the choice of plays at the goal line was not spectacular. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com is where you can send your emails. Webradio@patriots.com. Send them in. I'll be reading those. You can tweet me at @Mark_Bertrand. Coming up next, we will go inside the Patriots locker room and we will hear from Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman as they were both on the field today. Amendola making his return. We'll also hear from a guy on the defensive side of the football who was dealing with AJ Green today. And that's Aqib Talib. We'll hear from all three of those players coming up next on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
More Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand after this quick timeout.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Webradio at Patriots.com is where you send the emails. I just told our producer, Kevin Collins, off the air. Kev, I just told you, I'm going to start a new part of the postgame show. We're going to have the overreaction email of the week. We need to get some kind of sound associated with that. Some kind of screaming, some kind of panic, something that expresses those things. That might work. Something like that. Got something else? Anything else? No? Okay. That's what we got for now. We're going to use that for now. Here's the overreaction email of the week. This is going to be an award that you should want to compete for. Guy writes, how long before the Patriots think about trading Brady? That's it. That's the whole email. The Patriots lose. They go to 4-1, and Guy wants to know when are the Pats going to trade their quarterback? Come on. That, for me, is the overreaction email of the week. Pump the brakes, take a step back, relax, breathe. Another email comes in from Mario in Irvine, California. Here's my thoughts. What happened to Blunt? He was averaging almost 5 yards per carry before the fumble. Come on, why give it up so easily? Also, why don't the Pats get Ridley more involved when he's playing? He had over 1,200 yards and double-digit TDs last year. He is by far the best option in the running game. I'm not sure 10 touches a game is going to get Ridley going. Thanks, guys, for Mario. Well, Ridley did not play today. We are trying to focus on today, but I'll tell you what, I think his ball security issues have led to this committee approach by the Patriots, and that's what it has become. Trey writes in, it would be nice to see some veteran wide receivers at practice next week, i.e. Terrell Owens. I don't want Terrell Owens anywhere near this football team. No. No, no, no. If you want to bring in a veteran wideout for a look, okay, but isn't that what they did with Austin Cauley? He was inactive today. It's got to be something better than what they have, and Terrell Owens is not that. Passing on that guy. Taylor writes in, from Brazil, three questions. Could it be any worse? I mean, Patriots blew every single chance. How much worse will it be next week? P.S. Never let Dobson hold a child. He may drop it. Come on now! He also writes, keep it up, guys. Taylor, Dobson was not as bad as you want to make him out to be. I know that he did fumble the football. They got it back. Dobson, 2 catches on 4 targets today. Dobson's the lowest receiver on your depth chart. Well, actually, no, Josh Boyce is. But of the guys who play, he's the lowest one. So, and he's a rookie. If there's mistakes there, there's mistakes there. But I'm not ready to attack Aaron Dobson as the reason why the Patriots lost today. Not going to go there. Can it get worse? Yes, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse than this. Manuel writes in, wants to just put in a hashtag with us today. Hashtag fire Josh McDaniels. That would be a close second in the running for the overreaction. Listen, McDaniels did not have a good day. I was questioning the offensive play calling during the course of this program, including the play to Nate Solder in the end zone, but I'm not ready to fire anybody. Not going there either. Come on. One game in which he may not be in the top of his game, you don't just move to fire guys. William writes in, who would have thought that Blaine Gabbert outplayed Brady and he got benched? Really? Blaine Gabbert outplayed Brady today? Is that true? 9 for 19, 181, and a touchdown. No, I guess Gabbert did. No, that's not good. Gabbert did not have a great day, but he actually had a better statistical day than Brady. That's weird. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jump on board. Give us a call. 855-PATS-500. As promised, it's time to go inside the Patriots locker room and hear from some of the guys on the field, including this man right here, who was a part of a strong defensive effort that allowed 13 points to the Bengals today, cornerback Aqib Talib.
Definitely not, man. We lost the game. We let them come down, drive us in the fourth quarter and score that touchdown, so we could have played better.
Did you see that as being kind of a key exchange? You had them backed up on the one on the third and 15 and that to get them off the field.
Yeah, just that drive at the end. We just got to, as a defense, we got to be able to stop them on that drive, whether it's that last play on fourth down or one of the third downs we gave up. We just got to be able to stop them on that drive. We got to go check the tape and figure it out. I mean, right now it's, you know, just happened. It's brand new to us. So all we know is they score. So we just got to go check it out.
What do you think of
Brigham? He's a good player, man. Great releases, great routes.
Is there any momentum you can carry into next week with the defensive
play? Next week, a new week, man. We're field is lost until we get back to work tomorrow. And then we're on to whoever we got next.
4-0, it's kind of been a good ride so far. Does this want to say anything about you?
I just say that we're 4-1.
Looked like things were a little chippy after the game, walk off the field. Anything that led to that?
No, it's just football, man. I mean, you get 22 guys out there banging into each other all day long, you might have a little bit of that.
The interception you almost had, you just kind of like ran out of room there to get your feet down and make it complete?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know how close I was, but the guy was out of bounds. I caught it out of bounds, so it was incomplete.
You know, for a group, this is the first game without pretty much the leader of the front seven there. Mm-hmm. How did you guys respond to that as a group coming into this game? Because you knew things were going to be a little bit different.
Man, we gave up 13 points, man. We got to go check the tape, see how good or see how bad we played, man. But I don't know. We just really got to go check the tape and evaluate.
13 points, but there wasn't a passing touchdown. Is there something quality in that? Is there some satisfaction in that?
I mean, 13 points is 13 points. Man. It don't matter how they got it, man. We're just going to go watch the tape, man, and evaluate, try to be better next week.
The weather bother you at all?
Nah, I wasn't on the field when the monsoon came, so I was actually on the sideline.
Rain didn't bother him. I like his attitude, though. Honestly, 13 points on the road, that effort is worthy of a win for the Patriots defense, but he's not willing to take any credit for what the Patriots defense did. And what did he say? We're going to go back and figure out how to be better next week. You've got to love hearing that attitude out of that defense and out of Aqib Talib being a big part of that secondary, saying, doesn't matter. One touchdown, doesn't matter. 13 points, don't care. We lost the game. We need to figure out how to be better. We need to learn how to go back and watch this tape and see how we can do better next week. I love hearing that. Especially out of the defense that I thought played well today. 855-PATS-500. Tom Brady on the day. 10 of his last 12 passes incomplete. The other two, the pick at the end of the game and a 6-yard completion to Brandon Bolden on 3rd and 10. That was how Tom Brady went late in this game today. 10 of his last 12 passes were incomplete on the afternoon. And the Patriots lose in Cincinnati 13-6 the final. One of the guys that was back on the field today after dealing with an absence due to his groin injury was Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola, 4 catches today, 55 yards. His longest catch of the afternoon, 21 yards. 4 catches on 9 targets. They went his way 9 times. He only came up with 4 catches. Here's what Danny Amendola had to say after the Patriots' loss.
It was good to get back out there. You know, we didn't get the job done today, and just got to get better.
It seemed like you were having a good day for the most part. And then that last drive, there was that one pass along the sideline. Couldn't tell if it was knocked out or what happened there.
I'm just a play I need to make. It's a big play in the drive, big play in the in the fourth quarter. And it's just, regardless, I got to get that. So, you know, get it next time.
Probably adrenaline's still going, but as of right now, how's your body feeling after you get back on the field for the first time?
I felt pretty good. There's a lot of work to be done, and we just got to get better.
Hey, talk about catching the goal line. Thought you were in,
I caught it. I knew I was close, and I tried to roll in, and I thought I was going to be in, but you know, didn't roll that way. So
the last drive.
What did they do that made for the pitch?
You know, they did everything that we expected them to do, really. We just came down to making plays, and, you know, we just need to get better and, you know, look at film and get better for next week.
On that last drive.
It's the second game I played with them, so I'm really looking forward to playing with them next week.
That last drive, from both a footing and really a catching standpoint, how difficult was it given the conditions?
It was raining, but, you know, that's something that we practice and you know, we anticipate playing in the rain, and we just need to get better.
Can you take us through the process of when you decided to play?
Yeah, I mean, it was just something that was day-to-day all week, and just felt good enough to play, so it was,
you know. Did you know when you came here that you were playing?
Had a good idea.
You tested hard in the pregame. You went very hard in the pregame. Were you still in a position right then where you were testing it and making sure it was good to go?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you practice is practice during the week, then you get into the game, adrenaline's flowing, it's a lot faster, so I wanted to make sure I was ready, but felt pretty good.
Was there anything in that game where it felt different?
No, not at all.
Danny Amendola after the loss today for the Patriots. Rick writes in webradio@patriots.com. For reasons we will never know, the Patriots have chosen not to surround one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history with a highly talented group of receivers. There is a reason these guys are undrafted free agents. They are not elite talent. It's a travesty to not have receivers playing with Brady that are or near his talent level. So today's loss is no surprise. That's what you get when you don't go out and get the talent. Brady is being squandered. I gotta say, Rick, do I think the Patriots could be improved with more talent? Obviously, the answer is yes. Could they be a better team with more talent around Tom Brady? Yes. No doubt. But I choose to focus on this part. Is the Patriots' talent really only worth 6 points in the game today? That's all they are? They're a 6-point team? How about the talent that they spend the most money on? And that's Tom Brady and the money he makes and what he is as a talent. How do you think he performed today? How did that talent perform? Do you think he was at the top of his game? No, he didn't execute. And the receivers that are quality receivers. Danny Amendola is a good player. He had a bad game. I don't know if it's injury related. I don't know if that played into it, but Danny Amendola did not play well. But I will also add this. After Danny Amendola, was there anyone on the field today that you can absolutely rely on game in and game out? I really like Julian Edelman. I think he's very talented. I don't know that you can always rely on him. So I'll give you some of this, okay? I'll give you the point that maybe they could be a little bit more talented. Clearly they will be when Rob Gronkowski is back on the field. It'll give them more options. It will give them more threats. Shane Vereen, when he's healthy, will give them the same thing. The Patriots are dealing with injuries. But I just don't think what they put out on the field today is only good for 6 points. And that comes to a huge lack of execution, not just a lack of talent. I'm not ready to say that just because of the roster, they couldn't win the game, because I don't think that's what it is. I do agree that you could be a little bit more improved and you could have more weapons around Tom Brady. And of course, this season, you are going to keep hearing and continue to watch the Denver Broncos this year and what, of course, naturally Wes Welker is doing with Peyton Manning. We mentioned the score related to the Broncos earlier when I told you the Broncos were down 10. Well, that's kind of changed in a hurry. They're now up 11, 28-17 in Dallas. And offensively, they look really good. You can make the case that Tom Brady deserves a little bit more talent, but I don't think talent is why they lost this game today. So that part, I do disagree with you, Rick. Tom Brady himself needed to execute better today, and he did not. He did not play a very good game today. As I just told you, 10 of his last 12 passes incomplete. The other two, the pick, and then a 6-yard completion. I don't think that's all just on the receivers. There's a lot of that on Tom Brady. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send in your emails. Webradio@patriots.com. Similar email. Guy in the UK writes in, Mark, it's just too easy to put this loss down to injuries or bad luck or even biblical storms. Well, I'm not putting it to any of those things, just to be clear. Lack of execution, especially on the offensive side of things. Everybody played poorly on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not saying it's injuries, bad luck, or even the rain. Sorry, it's not any of those things. It's the fact that the guys didn't play well. They got beat. Guy writes, it's a simple fact that Bill allowed the NFL's number one offense from a season ago to break up in the offseason. Put Welker and Woodhead in this team today and the Patriots would surely have scored more than 6 points and perhaps win the game. The wins in the first 3 weeks of the season have masked the obvious deficiencies in this team that are frankly down to Bill's boneheadedness and simply not giving Welker or Woodhead what they deserved. They may have been counting on Hernandez for this season, clearly putting all their eggs in that basket. Was I wrong to think that with Gronk's injury, as bad as it's been, BB not making contingency plans is negligent? So I would disagree with that right off the bat. It's not negligent to have not had a better contingency plan for Rob Gronkowski. I don't think there is a contingency plan for Rob Gronkowski. Anybody you replace him with will not be anything close to him. Dare I say it's time for a change? Wow, wait a minute. We have the this is a trifecta right here, Kev. You've got an email that wants to trade the quarterback, you've got an email that wants to fire the offensive coordinator, and now we've got an email, here it is. Maybe it's time to change the head coach. Get rid of Belichick. It's one loss, people. One loss. Just one loss. Gotta relax. Rakar writes in, everybody is saying the Patriots were not their best game, but let's face it, they faced a Bengals team that was just better today. Look who the Bengals have been beating this year so far. The Packers, Steelers, Patriots, three Super Bowls, quarterback. There's some really broken up language in this email. I can't really sort all this out. The Patriots have not beat anybody this year. Now they have a very tough game next week against the Saints. Are they going to cry if they get beat again by the Saints? It's very possible against a very good team. You can't say it's the weather. Both teams have to play against each other in the same weather. Patriots are a good time, but just got outcoached and outplayed by a better team today. Well, they did get outplayed. There's no question about that. On the weather, when you say it's the same for both teams, in this game, it kind of wasn't. And I'm not blaming any of this loss on the weather. But did you see the rain? How it just was a torrential downpour as soon as the Patriots got the ball in the fourth quarter, late on that last drive? That wasn't the case the rest of the game. I tell you, it's a lot easier to play defense in the rain than it is to play offense in the rain. So I'm not sure the rain went both ways today, but I don't think that's why they lost. I don't think that's it at all. Speaking of guys on offense, speaking of the receivers on this team, Julian Edelman had some comments after the game. Julian Edelman for the Patriots today. He finishes with two catches for 35 yards, and this is what he said in the Patriots locker room in Cincinnati.
I don't know. It was a bang-bang play. I don't know if he got a hand on it. I should have came down with it.
Well, even though you're struggling offensively, when you get the ball back and you're on there 42 in the closing minute, because you guys have done it so many times, are you thinking we're going to do it again?
Yeah, we practice that situation all the time. Unfortunately, we weren't able to execute it today. It's unfortunate, but going into that, we feel like we're prepared, and we just didn't have it today.
Julian, the kind of pressure that defensive line is right now, where as a receiver are you about to try to get open more quickly?
You're not really aware of that. You're just kind of trying to do your job. So my job is to get open and catch the ball, and I didn't do it well enough today.
That's Julian Edelman after the loss today. Want to get in some final emails and some final thoughts for you on the program. WhipRadio@Patriots.com is where Adam writes in. Adam from Florida. He says, with few exceptions, there are no good things to take away from the game. I'm not the jump off the ledge type because of a loss like this, but in the famous words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on out there? Absolutely zero execution on either side, if you ask me. The defense did well by letting up 13 points, but they allowed the Bungles to have entirely too many long, time-consuming drives. Not that the offense would have done anything with a few extra possessions. Tom Brady has continued to struggle this season, and I'm concerned long-term, even when they get Gronk back. Going back to execution, I understand that if they are successful running some of these plays, that's a different story, but the play calling was terrible. Second and goal, the play is to throw a pass to Nate Solder? Unacceptable. Just examples like that kill you. Too many negative and bad play calls on the first and second down. This game is on the offense, period. That's from AP in Florida. Adam, I agree with much of what you said there. I will say this. I thought the defense did execute okay in this game. Time of possession in this game, Cincinnati 34-16, Patriots 25-44. And you know why that is? Because the Patriots couldn't keep the football. They could not keep the football in this game. I gave you their drives. They had a total of, so I'm just running down the list here, 12 offensive drives in the game. 12 offensive drives. So they have they had an average of 2 minutes a drive in this game. That was what they averaged, right around 2 minutes a drive. And I gave you what the time was. I gave you the results of those drives. But here's how many plays they had on each drive. 3, 3, 6, 8, 4, 6, 5, 5, 5, 7, 3, 7. They were 1 of 12 on third down today. They couldn't move the football. Here's the time of possession on those drives. 1:39, 1:48, 2:50, 3:53, 109, 2:15, 29 seconds. That was a field goal. So I can understand that. That wasn't a bad one. 2:24, 3:34, 2:53, 54 seconds, and 1:32. Their longest time-consuming drive of the day was at the start of the second quarter, and they had the ball for 3:53. So, say what you will. Patriots had a hard time moving the football. I thought the defense did execute for them. Patriots now 1-4 on the year. They will now prepare, 4-1. I've done this today. I have said the Patriots won by accident. Now I reverse their record. No, they're 4-1 on the season. That's where the Patriots stand. 4-1 this year. They will now prepare for their game next Sunday against the New Orleans Saints here in Foxborough. They come back off the road, and luckily for them, they do get a home game, which will be a huge boost. It's always good to come back home. But they're 4-1, so don't panic. The question becomes, how serious is Tommy Kelly's injury? That will be important. And this other question, when will Rob Gronkowski make his return? Will it be next week? And can this offense, can they execute and can they perform against a really good defense? Today was their first real test against a really good defense, and I don't think it went that well. This will be something else we watch going forward. My thanks to Kevin Collins. Of course, thanks to all of you for all of your time and emailing and calling the program. It has been the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Make sure you tune in all throughout the week here on Patriots.com radio. Next week, I'm not here for the Saints game. I'm on a sabbatical. I'll talk to you again here on Patriots.com in 2 weeks when they take on the Jets. See ya.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Luck on the play action and back to throw. Steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Talib at the 45, 40, 35. Back to the left at the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aqib Talib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. Next Sunday, the Patriots return home to take on Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff is set for 4:25 p.m. Be sure to tune in to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady, has time, floats it downfield, open Edelman, he's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.